There's been a lot of emphasis on this, and the great thing about it is that schools are getting involved. I know that where my little one is at school, for instance, they've now asked for all plastic bottles and 2 liter bottles and 1 liter bottles to be sent to school, because there's a big thing happening at Table Bay Mall, where these children will be then constructing something, and there's a competition about it. All of this creates incredible awareness about that, and that's why this morning we thought that we will chat to See the Bigger Picture, which is one word, See the Bigger Picture. And I must warn you, it's not SEE, although you need to see the bigger picture, but this is SEA, thebiggerpicture.org. It says it hopes to defend South African waters and beaches against marine litter through education, beach cleanups, and corporate engagement. And with a sort of growing team of passionate volunteers and partners, they want to get communities involved in addressing the global pollution crisis. Now, Chris Krause, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Director for See the Bigger Picture and the Treasurer. that the ladies holding the purse strings. Tash Krause will tell you more about their defenders of the Blue School program and other collaborative cleanup initiatives that you can actually be part of. And this is the big thing, Tash, is to actually be part of it, isn't it?
Well, yeah, this is the... This is the thing, is you know, every little bit helps. Every little bit of plastic that you don't use helps. Every time you remember to take your reusable bags or your Tupperwares to the restaurants or the takeaway shops, every time you use your reusable coffee mugs and water bottles, that all helps. So it's just these little steps that we're taking forward to make such a big difference. And that's what we're after at this stage, is we're just trying to reduce and then reuse.
Chatting to Tash Krause and Chris Krause, who, of course, is seethebiggerpicture.org.za. What were the reasons for starting this non-governmental organization, Chris?
We're actually a non-profit, so okay. It all started with we both freedivers. And we met a certain man, Shamir Mahmoud, who's also our partner. He is originally from the Cape Flats, and we met him on a beach clean in Cork Bay. And we also heard of his he was unemployed at the time, and he took kids snorkeling, introducing them to the ocean and creating a connection with what was ever below the surface. From there, that inspired Tash and myself and another partner to start See the Bigger Picture. We wanted to formalize it so that we could actually make a difference. So now we have three aspects to the organization, where we do big beach cleanup events. We have a Defenders of the Blue program, where we take kids snorkeling and introduce them to the water. And then we also have Tash's side, which is the corporate engagement.
How big is this problem? First of all, I think, you know, there are still the naysayers out there and the haters out there who says, nah, you guys are not, you know, we've lived with this for so long. But the issue is, Chris, is that we can't continue living with this, is it?
No, not at all. You know, one of the turning points for me was we were free diving off the Atlantic coast here, and it was like swimming in Bali, where there were just pieces of plastic coming past me. And the problem is dire. We have a lot of microplastics, even on some of the most beautiful beaches in Cape Town. And a lot of the time, it's what you don't see. So these microplastics are tiny, 5 millimeter and less pieces of plastic, which are embedded in the soil. Our beach cleans only touch the surface of what we see. So it is a very, very, very big problem. There isn't a beach on the earth that hasn't been touched by human hands in the form of plastic.
Or human plastic, shall we say.
Yeah.
Dash, I saw Pippa Hudson put up this week that they were at a beach cleanup, and Chris has just said it was the Hout Bay beach cleanup, in which they collected 100 bags of plastic and dirt that was at the beaches. And this gets me worried, because, you know, are we really that careless in terms of the environment that we can actually go to a beach and just take a packet of chips, eat it, and just whack the plastic somewhere? You know, how do people get involved in these beach cleanups?
So I think the point here is it's not just people littering. You know, there's so much more that's involved in these plastics entering into the marine environment. And that comes from whether it's the landfills or the bins that are on the side of the road that aren't being cleaned enough, or there's just too much plastic on the landfills. As far as I'm aware, we're actually about to open our fifth landfill site now, which is on the coastline, if I stand to be corrected, but that's what I believe. And it's all of this that these plastics are light. You know, the wind blows, the rain comes, and it just ends up into the rain. It ends up into the roads, into the stormwater systems, and it all washes down and comes down to the beaches, through the canals, through littering, through just the amount that we consume. It has to go somewhere, and there just isn't enough recycling genres, types of plants that actually will process this stuff fast enough.
Chatting this morning to Chris Krause as well as Tash Krause, and they are from seethebiggerpicture.org. If you want to have a look at what they do and what the organization is all about, it is See the Bigger Picture with an S-E-A and a seethebiggerpicture1word.org. Seethebiggerpicture.org is here to defend South African waters and beaches against marine litter through education. And as Chris says, when you go snorkeling and when you go down into the ocean, you actually see how big this particular problem is. And it's not huge plastic bags or huge pieces of plastic floating around. Is these very small micro parts of plastic that are floating around in the ocean. And I think it is twofold here, basically, Chris. And, it is educating the old geezers like us who still are used to our plastic bags. And when you offered an alternative, which is your brown paper bag, you look at it and it's just like 3-4 times more expensive than the plastic bag. And the person goes with the plastic bag. A number of retailers have come out and said, look, we are not going to be serving any plastics next year. I think one or two retailers that I've seen have already done that. What is the main purpose of your NPO?
The main purpose is to educate. We have many educational programs. Also to make the public realize that where does your plastic go if you throw it down? It is either going to end up in a landfill, which it more than likely will blow into the sea. It'll land next to the bin that is too full. It end up in the storm waters and into the sea. Most of the plastic that we see ends up in the sea. And we need to educate. People need to wake up. And this is what we are trying to do. We're trying to teach the kids that the plastic bag that they throw down, or the sweet wrapper, or everyone who smokes that cigarette butt, most of them end up in the sea. And it's choking our sea. It is killing the animals. It is doing everything bad. There is no positive thing to plastic being in the environment. So it's about education and awareness, and then also teaching kids and adults how to recycle properly, how to manage their own waste. People can start at home, try and eco-brick whatever wrapping that you bring back from the shop. A lot of the times that's your meats. If you walk down an aisle, it is just plastic. So the challenge is very, very difficult. It's not easy at the best of times. So we mostly education and giving alternatives.
Packaging is one of the biggest problems. I know that there's a store in Cape Town somewhere where you take your own bag, or you grab a bunch of carrots and stuff like that, and you actually take a bag. There are three stores now in Cape Town.
Yeah, no, there are three different opportunities. So Nude Foods is in Zonnebloem.
Yes.
Shop Zero is in Woodstock, and then there's actually a fantastic groundbreaking online retailer called Faithful to Nature, where they have the first plastic-free filter.
Yes.
So we new shop. You can literally just shop plastic-free, and everything that they offer you will be a plastic-free item in its packaging, in its shipping, everything. And that's actually the first in the world.
Chatting to Chris Krause and Tash Krause about seethebiggerpicture.org, which is SEA, thebiggerpicture.org. Very quickly, Tash, corporates definitely need to somebody's phone is ringing in the back. Let's turn to Chris quickly. Chris, corporates, how do we get corporates involved in this, and how do we get corporates on board to create a sort of a buy-in within an environment like we have over here? You know, how do we get rid of the plastic wrappers, the anything plastic? We use milk, which comes out of a plastic bag, for instance. How do we recycle that? And what do you do, actually, once you've recycled or once you've actually collected all of this plastic off the beach? Where does it go and what happens to it?
Our beach cleans, we try and have zero waste cleans. Which means whatever we collect off the beach is sorted on site, which creates an environment of education. So we are educating people on what can and cannot be recycled. Items like PET bottles, we sort. Then there's the really bad waste, which is soiled by the ocean, has got sand in it, and it's muddy. That type of stuff, unfortunately, does go to landfill. Recycling is part of the solution. The main solution is for us to stop using single-use plastics. For instance, like you say, it is difficult to change habits, but we really need to start with the basics. Like, don't accept the plastic bags at the shopping centers. If it's a small amount of items, carry them in your hands. We have hands, you know. People seem to forget that. And even the barrier bags that the shops use are terrible. They are used, I think there was a study that single-use plastics isn't used for more than 10 minutes. And then it is in the environment forever. There are billions and billions and billions of plastic bags and barrier bags in the environment, which is just killing everything. So it's not easy, but it can be done.
Yeah. I actually feel bad because the school has now said that we need to sort of get these 2-liter bottles and whatever, and there's a project going on that the school is being part of, and we send only like 2 or 3 of these bottles, and I'm saying to myself, does the teacher not understand that we don't use plastics anymore, you know? So that's kind of a challenge for us at home. And even with the eco bricks, for instance, we had to go to Omar's house and go and get plastic to put into the bottles.
That's,
you know,
great.
Because we don't have that amount of sweet wrappers or plastics that you take. I know one of the retailers have taken, you know, where you go and you ask for your fish or your meat to be put into a separate plastic bag. I walked into Checkers one day and they said, no, at our till points, we don't have those little roll in a bag. We don't have that anymore at our till points. And I was like, because what do I do with my fish here? Carry it in my hands. And that was it. Returning to our conversation about seethebiggerpicture.org, and as Tash and Chris was telling me this morning, that everything that you see at some stage or other, the bulk of it, the majority of it, lands up in the ocean. Whether it is your cigarette butt, whether it is your plastic sweet wrapper, whether it is the packet of chips that you dispose of. And this is why it has become so essential and so key to actually clean up beaches, because that is the last sort of barrier between us, the earth, and the ocean, and the amount of damages that we're doing about there. Chris, tell us about the Defenders of the Blue program. This is one of the programs that you're running.
The Defenders of the Blue program is a program where we have chosen 2 to 3 schools from the Cape Flats area. We introduce kids to the ocean so that they can make a connection with whatever lies beneath the sea. What we found was a lot of these kids are completely disconnected with nature. A lot of them live in the gang-infested areas, and survival is more on their mind than protecting the environment. So we create a safe space on the beach. We give them short talks on what animals they're going to see, what marine life they're going to see, why we need to protect the ocean, and how it will affect them in the long run. And we found some amazing results where these kids were completely fascinated with what was below the water. We've even had kids who couldn't swim, who after an hour in the tidal pool with us can now swim and are fascinated by what's underneath the water. So it is essentially an educational program. It's very interactive. And it's not like we don't give any homework, of course. It's more about having some fun and making that connection with the sea.
If you'd like to find out more about seethebiggerpicture.org, if you'd like to ask any questions to Tash or Chris about this particular project, which is the Defenders of the Blue program, you can give us a call on 021-446-0567 or a WhatsApp message on 072-567-1567. The important things that because if we don't educate the next generation, Tash, then that generation will just continue the bad habits that we've done so far. So what are the important things, one or two of them, that we actually need to teach children out there?
We need to teach the children about the impact that we have in the world around us. That when we've moved past something, it doesn't just disappear. I know kids go through this development stages as babies where it's object permanence, and where they drop things continuously, and then somebody has to give it back to them to show them that it still exists. Something has happened to the human generation or the world where we've now gone back to that phase of we're still dropping things and thinking that it doesn't exist anymore. When you drop things, when you smoke something, when you eat something, when you wash your body or wash your home, those things remain in existence, and they have to go somewhere. And it ends up in the ocean.
No. And the key thing, obviously, is that very first step. It's essential to take that first step, that conscious step, to make the difference.
Yeah.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
Morning. I'm so glad to hear that plastic is being discussed. I'm a raw vegan, and what I've done is I've actually gone and bought myself a number of 3-liter glass console jars. And when I get my dried fruit and nuts, then I take my jars to a supplier and they fill them so that I don't have to buy any plastic at all. So they fill from their bulk supply and therefore I don't use plastic in any way. And then any products that I do buy, like natural argan oils, I ask the supplier, can you supply this in a bigger quantity in a glass bottle? And they do it for me. So I think it's about getting creative, to the point where my mother-in-law has made me tiny little material bags that I can go to fruit and veg with. And then instead of buying a plastic packet of fruit, I'll go and select my own fruit and put it in my own little bag that I can reuse time and time again. And it's material, so no plastic involved there as well. So yeah, it's time for us to get creative. Shout for having this discussion.
Thank you so much for your voice note this morning. More voice notes if you'd like to join the conversation on 072-567-1567. Just a WhatsApp message that's come in. It said, yesterday I made a purchase of 3 items in a Pick and Pay store, which I had intended to carry out without any bags. As Chris says, you've got hands, use them. My mother used to say that also some time ago. But without asking, a plastic carrier was charged, and the 3 items were bundled in. It's absolutely astounding that today still, from such a high-profile company who is apparently very proud of their anti-plastic legacy, that the cashier was totally obvious that she was doing. And this comes from Philip. And the thing is, this is it. You know, it's that particular conversation that we need to have around plastics, and it needs to filter through. Like I went there waiting for my 3 pieces of haddock in this container to be put into a separate plastic bag, and I was just told no plastics. And I said, yep. No plastics. And I'm saying, but why? Explain to me. And the store manager came and explained and said, listen, we don't use those plastics anymore. We become aware of that. So it is a process. It's not just we're going to take plastic bags out of the system tomorrow at the retailers, and that's going to solve the problem, is it?
No, not at all. We do actually – I've been working with a couple of the retailers that are around my area trying to say to them, look, every time I get offered a plastic bag or a thing, I'm like – they shouldn't even be offering these things. And they tell me that they take their staff through training. And every single time that I go back, the same thing happens. And I've said to them, look, clearly something is missing in your training. Something is missing that these people are not connecting with what you are training them. It's not training only hits when it hits the heart. And if you're not training them to that point, they're not going to listen. They're not going to care. They don't understand the impact. And so they're just going to be like, here's your plastic bag, or no plastic. It needs to be the training. Something's missing in the training.
That's Tash Krauss, a part of See the Bigger Picture. She's the treasurer there, and we're chatting also to Chris Krauss, who is the director of SeeTheBiggerPicture.org. And we're going to chat about the coordinated approach that the organization has got in terms of plastic. It shouldn't just be a single sort of directional approach to plastic. It shouldn't be this or that. It has to be a coordinated approach.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
We have completely abandoned the carrier bags. When we do our shopping at the Pick and Pay, we simply load the stuff back into the trolley, wheel the trolley to the car, put the stuff literally into the boot, and try and arrange it so that the liquids and stuff don't fall over. And then we take that home, I reverse my car into the garage, take it out of the boot and straight into the cupboard or fridge. And that kind of works for us. If there's meat or something like that, we do take a reusable bag with. But I can understand, if you were kind of commuting via public transport or using a taxi of some sort, then it's not that simple. So I guess it's always simple for us, we have cars and can pull straight into our houses with the cars, but it's probably more difficult if you have to commute. So maybe that's something we also need to think about.
There we go. WhatsApp message is coming in. Morning. Not sure if this point was raised already, but there is a serious issue with plastics at Clicks pharmacies, for instance. That's one of the issues being raised on the WhatsApp line. Also, good morning. Every store that you go to will either charge for plastic bags or ask if you want one. Even if you buy only small items, all shop assistants I spoke to told us that it was an order from the management. So in order for us to move away from that, the management needs to be educated and also need to move away from that. But isn't that the problem for most of the corporates? It's the bottom line.
You know what? I have nothing against the corporates with their bottom line. They're a business. That's what they're there for. But if someone walks up to a till with a bag in their hands, why are they being offered another plastic bag? If they don't offer the plastic bags. Just let the people ask for it if they really have to have it. And the plastic bags, the brown paper bags, they're not the answer. Reusable is the answer. And we have to take that responsibility on as consumers. We have to stop demanding it.
Finally, Chris, where do people find you? And we're chatting this morning to Chris Krauss and Tash Krauss about SeeTheBiggerPicture.org. And it's SEA, The Bigger Picture. And I hope you're going to go to their website and go to see exactly what they're doing. Hopefully your website is strong enough to stand the amount of listeners going to crash it today. Chris, where do people get hold of you? And how do you see this going forward?
We are on Instagram and Facebook, and we have our website. See us there. On our Instagram feeds, you can see we have educational posts, and we also post our events there. We have a big clean this Saturday, actually, which I want to punt, which is for the International Coastal Cleanup on Saturday.
Yeah.
Our clean is at West Fort in Heart Bay. Last time we collected 99 bags off that 200-meter piece of coast. We will also be dressing in black in support of the
gender-based violence.
Violence, correct, yeah. So we have a big clean this Saturday. Come join us, please. We need all the help we can get. We will have scientists on board, so they will be there teaching you about jellyfish and what animals are on the coast, so it's also very interactive for the kids. And, yeah, we will probably go to the market for a drink and come chat.
See the bigger picture. That's a very big thank you to Chris Krauss and Tash Krauss for coming in this morning and chatting about their sort of integrated and coordinated approach, bringing education to the children at the bottom level and also trying to change the mindset and the thinking of the corporates.